So today we are going to have a look at the very best speech that was made on International Women's Day. Maybe even the best speech made in the history of the Australian Parliament. Let me know what your thoughts are. Either way, I'm going to start a new playlist and we're going to put all the speeches in where Australian politicians have made anti-feminist speeches. But on a day that was absolutely obscene in the Parliament, there was speech after speech after speech from both the Labor Party, the Liberal Party, the Greens about how we need to do more to help women, how there's a long way to go and we're not there yet. We need to do more for gender equity for women. Pauline Hanson stood up, stated the facts, and you can hear these imbecile Labor and Liberal and Greens politicians in the background, both the left side of politics, the right side of politics, the fake conservatives, jeering her. All she was doing was stating facts and citing data that really says something about both the Labor Party and the Liberal Party and, of course, the Greens. But I'm urging everybody, this speech hasn't been shown in the mainstream media. Almost nobody has seen it. It's an absolute tragedy that almost nobody has seen this unbelievably good speech. Please, everybody, send this speech to as many people as you possibly can. It is absolutely insane that most red-pilled people in this country do not vote for the One Nation Party. Most red-pilled people in this country vote for feminist politicians. It is absolutely madness. All right, let's have a look at this speech now. This is absolutely sensational. You'll note at the end of the video too, the screen will come up with a playlist of all the best anti-feminist speeches that have been made in Parliament. Give it a look. There's some good stuff in there, but unsurprisingly, who's the party doing it the most? One Nation. All right, let's have a look. This is absolutely outstanding.
Senator Hanson.
I support helping women, but no doubt I'll be the only woman today speaking for the most oppressed and neglected minority in Australia, men. It's ironic that the women who bring men into the world are so ready to dismiss and abandon them to boost their orthodox feminist credentials. But in Australia, men are severely overrepresented in suicides, in prison, in homelessness, and in unemployment. What has been done to close these enormous gaps? Nothing. In particular, Australian men are severely disadvantaged in the family law system, and Labourers make it worse by removing shared parenting. Men deserve as much access to the children as women do. Men deserve acknowledgement as representing a quarter of domestic violence victims. Men deserve help with their health issues. Men deserve much more recognition by this government and this parliament. How about we start with a minister for men?